CliffCentral.com. We don't need all this help and then just do a certain task. We can create things. We can be innovative. We can empower people. We can use our resources and we can actually create something. Yeah. And AlphaCode lived by this very thing. So as you know, you can win an entrepreneurial package worth 2 million rand with AlphaCode. AlphaCode is inviting applications for its prestigious AlphaCode Incubate program that seeks to identify and reward high potential innovative entrepreneurs to boost the development of fintech and financial services in South Africa. Now, this has historically been quite a strong field for us, the financial services, and of course, fintech and the evolutions of that. So 16 businesses will be invited to pitch for 8 places on the AlphaCode Incubate program. The final 8 businesses will complete a customized 12-month program and will benefit from an entrepreneurial package worth 2 million rand each. The package consists of 1 million rand in grant funding, 1 million rand worth of support, including mentorship, monthly expert-led sessions, exclusive office space in Sandton, where it's all going down here in Johannesburg, marketing, legal, and other business support services. The first round of applications closes. Time is ticking on 7th of September 2018. And
that's
program,
very close.
The program will begin 1st of November 2018. So, of course, all the information you have there is on cliffcentral.com. I think with things like AlphaCode's still in existence here, we still have hope. Because we're looking for hope, nothing else, Hesia. You mentioned it earlier.
Look, we've been also just warning you of this closing date, the 7th of September. It's now just 2 days away. You do not want to miss out on such an amazing opportunity and also just such an incredible package. And as much as there's so much going on in this country and we can go on and on and on about the negative things, and my perspective though, and someone once said this to me at a dinner conversation and I've never forgotten it. They said that if you were to move to a country like America, and as much as you may think they're amazing perks, but you are just another piece of the puzzle. Yep. You are there and you are in the factory and you're just keeping this great machine going. But there's something about being in South Africa, and despite everything that we're going through, we still, each in our own capacity, have the opportunity and the platform to not just be a factory worker, but to be able to create our own factories and to break new ground and to make really whatever we want happen. Yeah. And a program like this with AlphaCode, the Incubate program, saying we are going to help you out. Show us that you have all of the chops and we can give you a package worth 2 million rands. I mean, what more do you really want?
And it's expertise as well. You know, it's obviously not just the value of the package, but it's the kind of like nature of the help. It's exactly the kind of people you need to get going if you just need that bridge that's to get started.
Well, something I've really enjoyed about this campaign is, okay, if you're in the running for this, like Sia said, you've got 2 days basically to submit your entrance. But also if you're not, it's just about like understanding this whole entrepreneurial process. So Gareth had a really great chat to head of AlphaCode, Dominique Collett. Now, she was in there a few weeks ago. You can catch the podcast, of course, on my website. And she just basically talked about what they're doing with the country's brightest minds. You know, these sessions that they have these amazing get-togethers where it's just a sharing of minds, of expertise, so people can come and pitch ideas, share ideas, and it's a healthy environment. You know, we always talk about if you have people in your life that are smarter than you, more successful than you, you're only ever going to learn good things, right? So having these peer groups that these guys put together, I mean, they were just talking about how they have like these casual beer and burger Fridays where you get together and share ideas, and it's a very inspiring place for someone, especially if you're new to things and you want to know where to go. They have offered this amazing mentorship.
Exactly. And then actually putting that mentorship into action, we also got to chat to two entrepreneurs last week and the week before who have been through and worked very closely with AlphaCode. And they're really just amazing, amazing examples of what can happen when you are equipped and helped out in the right way, but also just when you work on the great idea that you had. Do you remember when we spoke to Sia Ntutela? He's really just making a great success of himself. He was part of AlphaCode's initiative a couple of years ago, and he just spoke about his own journey. He spoke about some of the challenges that he's been through and how, though, he didn't allow them to break him, and rather he's just used them to fuel his passion and his desire for success, and how he's been able to see that opportunities actually exist when you are open and ready for them.
Yeah, then there was the Totoko Shezi. This guy's app was just fascinating. You know, the whole, again, go back and listen to the podcast. This guy was so interesting because he was talking about crowdfunding around livestock.
No, his term is now crowd farming.
Sorry, crowd farming. I love
that unique term.
Got that one.
Yeah.
And yeah, the whole thing about like having wealth, you know, obviously as a local thing, having wealth in livestock is a real deal. But who are you going to, you can't just go out there and just buy sort of 10 heads straight off the bat.
Yeah. And nobody, not everybody's got that uncle with the facilities to like manage to look after them for you.
Exactly. So there was, the concept was simple. Basically, investors buy a 6 month old calf, which is reared in one of three farms leased by Livestock Wealth. Process fully transparent. It's just, it defines what I think of by entrepreneurship in that you look at something that's established, you look at something that's really innovative, and you can kind of meet both worlds, because this is where we also go in Africa, and I believe going away from the whole thing of just getting debt and just plugging holes and all that kind of stuff is that we've got traditional ways of doing things in this country, but we also have the internet. We are part of the global community. We merge those two worlds together. Before you know it, we have a unique future where everyone's got a part of it. And I mean, this guy with this whole crowd farming thing, that to me was a prime example of all of that. So you can catch up on all of this. Go onto cliffcentral.com. Go look through the whole Alpha Code thing. And maybe you're inspired. But if you do want to enter, well, you've got 2 days left.
Tick the talk.
Yeah, that crowd farming thing was super interesting and very inspiring. I loved that. And then, like you say, it's like with innovation, it's just a thing of like, it's not necessarily always creating a whole new thing. You don't have to invent the internet, you know, or discover time travel. You can just look at something that exists and that's important and that people need and that they use and think, well, here's a way to use innovation or technology or some clever way to just make it easier and better for people. And that's like, you know, you literally build a better mousetrap. You make the wheel more round, and that's how you can succeed.
Making the wheel more round.
They say the best ideas are the ones where after that like, when the idea's been had, once it's a thing, it seems entirely obvious.
Yeah.
And then, but it wasn't until someone thought of it. Those are the best ideas. Well,
like the wheel is a prime example.
Yeah.
It's like, it seems the most entirely obvious thing of all time.
But my point was, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just make it smoother.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what these guys have done. And it's really inspiring, I think.
I agree, Gord. I agree. CliffCentral.com. You'll find all that kind of stuff. CliffCentral.com.